Sunday the 12th of October, 12 noon, an illustrated talk. Ye Old Sheffield, Buildings, People and Places, with David Templeman. Step back in time and discover Sheffield's heritage. This illustrated talk peels back layers of the city's history, looking at places, buildings and people. David Templeman explores two ancient surviving buildings, Sheffield Cathedral, with its history spanning 1,000 years, and the oldest domestic building, the Old Queen's Head. He reveals Barker's Pool's fascinating past, from an early reservoir to the site of major buildings, including lost entertainment venue, the Albert Hall, and tells the story of poet and activist James Montgomery, 1771-1854. Tickets £12 and £10. The Cadman Room, Millennium Gallery, Arundel Gate, Sheffield S1 2PP.
Sunday, the 12th of October, 2pm, in conversation. Unbroken Chains, a 5,000-year history of African enslavement, Martin Plaut. A history of slavery in Africa from the pharaohs to the present that considers the reparations debate in context. Slavery has ravaged African societies since 2500 BCE. Most writing covers a fraction of this history, and to complete the picture, Martin Plaut considers the impact of other systems of enslavement, such as the Indian Ocean trade and modern slavery within Africa. Unbroken Chains is an account of the bondage systems that have scarred African communities. Martin Plaut is the BBC World Service's former Africa editor. Tickets £14 and £12. Firth Hall, University of Sheffield, Firth Court, Western Bank, Sheffield, S10 2TG.
Sunday, 12th of October, 3pm. Illustrated Talk. The Mysterious Case of the Victorian Female Detective, with Sarah Lodge. From Wilkie Collins to Sherlock Holmes, the traditional image of the Victorian detective is male. But women detectives successfully investigated Victorian Britain, working with the police and private agencies, which they sometimes managed themselves. Sarah Lodge recovers these forgotten women's lives, including a detective from Sheffield. She explores the sensational role played by the fantasy female detective in Victorian melodrama and popular fiction, enthralling a public who relished the spectacle of a cross-dressing, fist-swinging heroine getting the better of love rats, burglars and murderers. Tickets are £12 and £10 at the Cadman Room, Millennium Gallery, Arundel Gate, Sheffield, S1 2PP.
Sunday the 12th of October at 6pm, a poetry performance. Let the Light In, with Lem Sisse. Lem Sisse is a BAFTA-nominated, award-winning writer and broadcaster. His memoir, My Name is Why, was a Sunday Times bestseller. Life-affirming and full of wonder, these poems chronicle his own battle with the dark and are fueled by resilience and defiant joy. Hear one of our most beloved poets read from this collection, A First Aid Kit for the Heart, as well as his other works. Tickets £22 and £18 at Firth Hall, University of Sheffield, Firth Court, Western Bank, Sheffield S10 2TG.
Sunday the 12th of October, 6pm, Illustrated Talk. 20th Century Seaside Architecture, Pools, Piers and Pleasure Around Britain's Coast, Catherine Ferry. A nostalgic exploration of Britain's architecturally significant seafront buildings from the 1920s to the new millennium. Using vintage postcard images, Catherine Ferry showcases seaside architecture as it evolved from interwar classicism through Art Deco and international modernism to Festival of Britain-inspired mid-century style, seafront tower blocks and the artificial beaches of 1970s leisure centres. A wide range of building types are explored, from beach huts and bandstands to lidos, piers, theatres, hotels and amusement arcades. Tickets £12 and £10, Cadman Room, Millennium Gallery, Arundel Gate, Sheffield, S1 2PP.